Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Andy Mazur, why was the men's Olympic gymnastics performance exceptional last night?
Well, these guys were in rare air because the last time that a men's gymnastics team medaled in the all-around was 2008.
Wow. Ryan Burrow's also in our studio. I guess you knew that.
Yeah, it was amazing. And, you know, they finished third in the world, so we knew this team was pretty good. But watching it all play out the way it did yesterday, you know, with the final closing out with Steve, Captain Steve on the pommel horse, I mean, that was such a fun watch. And really, the backstories of every athlete on that team was featured. I mean, just cool stories about all of them.
Yeah, well, it was nice to see all of them contribute too.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them who was a highlight was that Paul Judah from Deerfield High School. You've told us about him. Deerfield High? He's Deerfield, right?
No, he's from Deerfield. Yeah, I can't remember if he went to Stevenson or Deerfield High School.
Well, I bet his mom would know. This is Eva Bacher, who is in Paris right now. Eva, you're on with me, John Williams, and then Ryan Burrow, our news director, and our sports guy this morning, Andy Mazur. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening, everyone. Yeah, oh, I'm wonderful. I can give you a little correction. It was Stevenson High School.
Stevenson
High School. Okay.
Well, I'll bet everybody out that way is just... so what was that like for you and your husband to watch your son in real time there at the games?
It was spectacular. We probably never had in our dreams that we would be part of it. You know, he's in gymnastics for so long, and we went to competitions, never overseas competitions. So this one was really, really, really reward for us. And going for Paul, I would say, as a parent, but bringing the medal after 16 years, no medal for USA Gymnastics, is spectacular. We're really, really happy. Really happy.
When you were watching him, did you cry? Were you nervous? What kind of emotions do you feel when you're watching him perform?
I can tell you that most of the time I cannot really watch peacefully because I am afraid, you know, they will hit the ankle, hit the chin, or I don't really understand the deductions, what is happening until it's like really, you know, really that everyone will understand. But this time, Saturday performance and yesterday performance, I was very calm. I had fun to watch. Paul was very, very happy. Looks like he's really doing well. Looks like exactly at the what I remember was Minneapolis. He had the goal to hit the 12 routines, and he did. So I think I was ready for medals. That I can tell you. I was just ready to get that get the medal.
Well, they flashed you up on the screen many times during the broadcast, and I have to tell you, NBC is doing this thing with parents, and I don't know if you guys had it. They didn't show it on the screen for you, where they're actually checking their heart rates. Did you see that? I think Ryan Murphy's mom, they showed her heart rate go up to 163.
Really?
Yeah. So it's been fun to watch. But watching you guys celebrate, and especially afterwards, that was great how they had the cameras of you guys making that connection outside of the arena with the medal in hand. What was that experience like?
Yeah. Oh, that was absolutely wonderful. We were waiting for the boys to come to the restaurant, and then there comes the Paul, and yeah, I was emotional. I can say it. I was emotional. His father was emotional too, and you know, this is the when the kid is telling you, "I'm going to Olympics," and he's like 10 years old. You don't brush it off. That's what I'm not gonna say it. You don't brush it off. But when it's really happening, you remember all the sacrifice, right? Sacrifices and the hardships and the hard work that this kid put it in, and look where he's now. So yeah, I was emotional, but there was about 30 people group that came from United States to support my son. And, of course, the United and USA gymnastic team. There was people from Michigan. There was people who used
to school in Michigan. Yeah.
Had the kids from the. They used to have a kids with us, the same gym, Buffalo Grove Gymnastic Center. So that's very special. You feel like it's bonding with this family. So I had that support. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
That's why I wasn't. I was very calm because my heartbeat was probably 220. I'm glad nobody checked. I had my pills in my purse, so I'm glad nobody did. Yeah.
Has it sunk in to Paul and to the teammates too about what they actually accomplished? Because I know that Captain Steve right afterwards tweeted, "Is this real life?" And they were having a hard time grasping the fact that they actually did what they set out to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. They came to get the medal, and they did. And they did.
Was there a moment you talked about him being a little boy and saying, I want to be an Olympian, and you told me off the air that he started with gymnastics when he was 5 or 6 years old. Did there come a moment, though, where as a family you thought, wow, he may be one of the best? I think all of us have kids who say, someday I want to be a baseball player and pitch in the big leagues. And you go, yeah, kid, it ain't going to happen. Was there a moment where you thought maybe it is? When did you know you had something special there?
Oh, you know what? This might not sound realistic, but I did not really knew or understood or comprehend so well that Paul has a really big talent until he had multiple colleges to trying to get him in their schools, of course, for doing the gymnastic at their schools.
Yeah.
And he was really doing well. I just left this to the coaches, Coach Mike, Coach Evgeny, Coach Leo. I was just the parent. And, of course, you know, I go to the competitions, I go to the practices, and I can see Paul is doing, you know, things. Well, I don't know exactly what he's doing. I don't know the names. You would be surprised that I really do not know all those tricks names that he does. I really don't. But don't tell him, please. Don't tell him.
I would be nervous, too, if I saw my son doing some of those things. Yeah. I mean,
see, you speaking my language. I was just always thinking, please just don't get hurt. Don't get hurt. Don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Because there is many, you know, occasions that we end up in ER. But I would say he was having really fun. That what mattered to me. And he was advanced. You can tell he was advanced, and they put him. The coaches, they skipped one level at some point. I was like, and they told me, you know, it's going to have less money skipping the one level. And I was like, oh, money, bing, bing. Perfect. But I didn't know it leads to, instead of one day a week, then it's 2 times a week, then it's 3 times a week, and then it's 6 times a week.
Yeah.
But that's his call. You know, he's a very lucky young man or kid, was a kid too, that was his call. He didn't have to wait too long to find his call and his gymnastics.
Eva Bacher is on a phone line. She's Paul Judah's mom. This is the Deerfield family that has committed with, as she told me off the air, a village has actually helped contribute to supporting this family and this young athlete and getting the bronze medal back on the podium for the United States after so many years. And I'm so glad that you had just a little time to share with us today, Eva. Did you all go out and celebrate then afterwards? Did you have a nice dinner or a toast or something?
We did. We had a nice dinner with everybody. Like I said, there's many, 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 many people here that came to celebrate United. I'm not sure why I keep saying that. U.S. gymnastic team. Yes, we had a wonderful time. And finally, I could give my son a hug because there is only, you know, we only saw him on the FaceTime all those days since we are in the Paris. So it was nice to have Paul just for a couple minutes and again, they took all the gymnasts somewhere. So tomorrow after the all-around competition,
yeah, they're not
done
competing, are they?
No, they've still got individuals, yeah.
Yeah. Eva, we are out of time. Well, our best to Paul. Yes. Maybe, I'll tell you what, since he's got more competition and since you're such a media celebrity now,
oh, no, don't say that.
Let's stay in touch.
I am a very shy person.
You are terrific. You're doing so well.
Thank you.
Thank you for visiting with us. And, boy, that's the real deal.
It's awesome.
The mom's hug is the reward.
You know, everything around that team yesterday was all smiles. I mean, outside of Steve getting serious, putting the game face on, Paul, Frederick, all of those guys, they were smiling after every performance. And there was just an energy about them that I think was very appealing.